USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Lawmakers returning to Washington today will face intense pressure from leaders on Capitol Hill and the White House to support the debt ceiling bill and overcome opposition on both sides of the aisle. The first test is set for tomorrow with a vote in Congress. The impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is set to start no later than August 28th. 12 House members delivered the articles of impeachment to the state Senate yesterday. 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats will hear the case. Paxton is temporarily suspended after the Texas House voted overwhelmingly Saturday to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice. Proceedings are expected to get underway today in the Tree of Life capital murder trial of Robert Bowers. After jury selection wrapped up last week, Bowers is charged with killing 7 worshipers at a Pittsburgh-area synagogue in 2018. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. An Iowa apartment complex that partially collapsed Sunday night will be demolished this morning.
A 9th person has been rescued from the rubble of a partially collapsed historic 6-story apartment building in Davenport. About 27 hours after the initial collapse, a woman was pulled from the building. Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson noted that officials haven't identified anyone else who could still be in the building. However, a woman says her grandmother hasn't been heard from since family members called her to tell her to evacuate. I'm Skip Kelly.
Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes is expected to start serving her 11-year sentence today. Holmes was found guilty in January of 2022 on 4 counts of the 11 fraud and conspiracy counts she was charged with. Shanghai, China yesterday recorded its hottest day in May in 100 years, beating the previous high by a full degree when it reached 97 degrees Fahrenheit. The Stanley Cup Finals are set when the Vegas Golden Knights host the Florida Panthers starting Saturday in the best-of-7 series. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to head out on his first presidential campaign tour this week.
DeSantis formally entered the race for the White House last week. He's expected to visit a dozen cities throughout Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Before he embarks on the 4-day trip, the governor took part in the Veterans Memorial Ceremony in Jacksonville earlier today to honor those who died while serving in the United States and Armed Forces.
I'm just glad that in the state of Florida, this is something that's recognized in every corner of our state. People understand that freedom isn't free.
DeSantis calls those who gave their lives indispensable Americans and says they deserve our unending gratitude. I'm Dave Collins.
A huge impromptu car show on Detroit's east side over the Memorial Day weekend turned chaotic, with one man being shot and killed. Michelle Patton says it was way too chaotic for her.
It was a shooting, it was fighting, it was a car accident, it was a lot.
Not all lawmakers are happy with the debt ceiling deal reached over the weekend.
Florida Governor and now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is slamming the deal that was reached between President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy, saying it does nothing to stop the U.S. from careening toward bankruptcy. DeSantis says even with the new spending caps in the bill, the deal to raise the debt ceiling for 2 years is a massive amount of spending. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.